Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Tom Rosenthal, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Great to see you. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I love Friday Night Dinner.
That's very, very sweet.
I also loved your appearance on a podcast called What Did You Do Yesterday?
Oh my goodness.
Which is Irishman David O'Doherty, one of our dear friends here on the show, and Max Rushton, the broadcaster, the two of them have a podcast, which, funnily enough, is about what people did yesterday.
Which is the opposite of Today FM, of course.
It is, of course.
It's weird that you should listen to that.
We're only interested in what you do right now.
Yeah.
But interestingly, you are the guest on that podcast, who the only one who has produced a downloadable PDF of your day.
If you want to know exactly what I got up to, minute by minute. I don't know. It's what do you do yesterday? And I'm a details guy.
You are a details guy. I'll give you that because most people obviously do take notes. Well, not most people. Sorry. A lot of comedians definitely don't take notes. Max and David definitely take notes when it's their days. And I went to the live show only very recently in Vicar Street here in Dublin. And the Irish comedian Shane Daniel Byrne was the guest who was doing what he... And he whipped out a piece of orange card on which he had written reminders.
Yeah.
You didn't go for reminders. You went for full-on detail. And I love that about you.
Real play-by-play. Yeah. I mean, there was some pretty embarrassing stuff in that day.
Yes.
That I don't want to sort of recap
now. No, that's not. That's not.
But yes, I'm insane, basically.
Well, here's the thing. What I love about you is all the things that I can learn about you. And I think, you know, I think I'd be very similar to you in some ways. I don't think I'd go so far as, for example, to making my own toothpaste, which is something I heard recently that you attempted. Is this true?
Yes. Why do I do this to myself? Why do I go on these shows and try and promote my stand-up by talking about intimate details of my life that I should keep private? Yes, I tried a blend of coconut oil and turmeric because I saw a TikTok that is very good.
Sure.
And it's not.
No, I would imagine it's not.
This makes your mouth taste like coconut and turmeric.
Which is
quite unpleasant, all right?
Beginning of a nice
curry.
You need
to learn these lessons.
You do. No, I don't know if you do need to learn those lessons, Tom. I think we are. Oh, what's wrong with Colgate? That's all I'll say.
You can't trust Colgate for some reason. I don't quite know. You can't trust them.
They're too big. Whatever it is, they're too big. Listen, your stand-up is what you're here to promote. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Right? How about that? We focus on that
Please.
For a minute anyway. Tell us about your show, because your show is called Whatever People Say I Am, which as a music radio station.
Well, no, it's called Whatever People Say I Am, That Is What I Am, which is a joke on the Arctic Monkeys' first album, Whatever People Say I Am, That Is What I Am Not.
Not. Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all good. Anyone want to come and watch it? Are you bored already?
So presumably you just take a load of lyrics from Arctic Monkeys songs.
I am dressed as Alex Turner. I'm trying to sell tickets to as many Arctic Monkeys fans as possible. They've got a lot of fans. They're a big band.
They do.
What do you think about Arctic Monkeys, though?
I love Arctic Monkeys. There's a deep love between the drummer in Arctic Monkeys and me about Metallica.
Oh, I see.
So we're both huge Metallica fans. So I love listening to them to hear a little bit of Metallica come through in the drums.
Well, they're very talented musicians.
Yeah, they certainly
they've
are.
Obviously been on a bit of a creative journey.
That's the
and
truth.
I would say they've sort of lost me slightly on that creative journey.
That's fair.
And a few other people.
Yeah.
And I suppose I kind of, because they had two really big mainstream hits as their albums, and then they sort of went on this creative journey and they lost a few fans. They gained lots of fans.
Yeah. Well, I don't think, was it 2019 you blew up Edinburgh? Sounds like too dramatic. But I mean, like that you had a really successful Edinburgh run. But then you walked away from comedy for a while then, did you? Stand-up comedy, I mean.
Well, my last stand-up show, it was sort of very personal and private and was quite difficult to perform at times.
Sure.
But B, there was a global pandemic.
Yes, slight issue for life.
Did that reach Ireland?
It did, very much so, yeah.
And I just got really sort of spooked about my relationship in front of sort of crowds after that for a while. And also, I think I was sort of personally going through a little bit, which this show kind of deals with. I just felt a bit too famous in a weird way. I know it's an odd thing to say.
No, I get
I'm,
that.
I'm a bit of a neurotic person.
Yeah.
And I think Friday Night Dinner especially became such a big show that I became quite sort of panicked about doing live stuff and sort of ruining the show for people. This show is basically trying to get over that because at the start, you know, it is all about Friday Night Dinner and I let people sort of shout the catchphrases, but then I'm trying to sort of be a bit more of an authentic version of myself.
Gotcha.
And I designed the show to be really fun to perform, so it's really silly. I'm in a dumb costume. I do a stupid song at the end. Like it's way more fun to perform than the show that I did before, which was quite personal and a bit sad at times.
Sure, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, that's understandable. So you've kind of ensured that you'll enjoy it as much as possible.
And I am enjoying it
so
much.
Have you been inside the Sugar Club?
No, but I've heard very good
things. It's so gorgeous.
Yes.
It is proper old school, like round tables, curvy benches, all the way up, just raking up ahead of you. It's a gorgeous place to play.
Fabulous. I look forward to it very much.
Okay, we'll catch up on Tom when he's here. But, you know, we've referenced it a few times. Sorry. Friday night dinner.
I do bang on about it a bit.
So. No, no, no. And rightly so, because it's all I want to bang. In fact, I'm the opposite. I want to talk about Friday night dinner, but I'm like, you know, maybe Tom has moved on in his career and doesn't want to get involved in this conversation.
I'll never move on from Johnny Goodman, I'm afraid.
Thank you, arseface. it's such a brilliant show. I mean, it's around for quite a while. Was it 2011?
Yeah, I'm not very good at years, but yes,
that kind of territory. Yeah. And then ran for a decade. Yeah. And it's one of those things where there are so many catchphrases. Mm. There are so many characters, you know, and there's so many moments in that show. I mean, I know this is daytime radio and maybe we'll beep this, but I'm constantly, as a dad, walking around just going, on it when my kids do something wrong, which is a reference to Martin, which is Paul Ritter, who's passed away, is an amazing actor. But like, I wonder, because you're a new father, am I right?
Yes, I haven't quite started saying that around my baby yet, but I'm a few years away from it, I think.
But have you taken any Martin tips? I mean, do you walk around topless all the time?
Yeah, I walk around bottomless as well, to be honest. I see the point in clothes inside your house. I think that's just part of being a dad, isn't it? Like all the stuff that felt kind of cool when you're in your mid-20s, when you start doing it in your late 30s and are older, you just become a bit of a lame-o, really.
That is
very
true.
And I can see my 30-month-year-old looking at me while I'm trying to do a dance to impress her, being like, you are so lame. This is pathetic. Why are you trying to make... She laughs at everything, and I'm just like, yes, I'm so leading. Give me the laughs, baby.
Well, if they're 13 years old, there will be absolutely no laughs.
I promise you.
But for you, looking back on Friday Night Dinner, is that a fond memory? I realise that, like, obviously, as you said, like, there's a whole other career to push and promote and whatever, but do you think of it fondly?
Oh, absolutely. It's an incredible privilege to be part of something like that. And the amount of familiarity and sort of love that I get from people that I meet is quite baffling. It's quite hard to get your head around the amount of people that you don't know who sort of have seen you do something that they've enjoyed and they want to tell you that.
Yeah.
And it's a real privilege. And that's why doing live shows is so much fun, because you do get to meet all these people all around the UK and Ireland, of course, who like... They like you.
A few years ago,
like, I was paranoid about ruining that and doing something that they would not like anymore.
Is it true you're an Arsenal fan?
Yeah.
I'm a Manchester United fan.
Oh, I see.
All of my best friends are Arsenal fans, which is a wonderful place to be, because you consistently underdeliver and finish second. And it's a wonderful thing, as an underperforming Manchester United, having a terrible season, finishing 15th, we can still all laugh at Arsenal. This season looks like... I may have egg on my face.
You're getting a bit worried,
I
right?
I am, because they went even earlier this season. Yeah. Pre-Christmas, it was like the WhatsApp came in, that's it, we've won the league. And I'm like, yes, here we go again. Yeah. But now I'm kind of going, Manchester City, Pep, can you guys sort this out, please?
It would be the biggest bottling that we've achieved up until this point, but that's not to say that the bottle isn't coming.
It's not quite over yet.
It's a fascinating season. It really is, at the top of the table and the bottom, and... Yeah, I mean, Tottenham. Obviously, it's my equivalent for you.
Yeah.
They are really giving me a lot of
joy.
They're at their funniest
right now.
Well,
my wife is a massive Tottenham fan.
Goodness, I'm sorry.
It's a house full of United fans, five United fans and a Tottenham fan. And they beat us in the Europa League final.
Of course,
we've never heard the end of it. But now it's like, you can have your European trophy if you go down.
They really are doing their best to add as much comedy to the season as possible. And I really appreciate them for it. That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, no, it is. It's wonderful. And then, are you a golfer? Because Ireland has an amazing golf course.
Yes. And I'm very annoyed not to have played any golf on this trip, because there's all these photos of it in the airport. And I'm desperate to come back. Do you play golf?
No, I don't. I absolutely hate playing golf.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'll leave.
Yes. It's funny, because like, I'm friends with like my two sons, both obsessed with golf. Oh. My best friend's obsessed with golf. I just can't understand why there isn't two different standards of golf, right? 18 holes is only for professionals.
Okay.
Or a massive weekend.
Yeah.
And every other golf game should be 9 holes max. Because on the 11th hole, I go, I can't believe there's 8 more holes of this. It's so long.
Yeah. I think you are onto something there. So on the 14th hole, I start to feel about 60 years old. My back is like, come on, I've done this to myself. Yeah. And then it finishes. I'm like, I want to do that again. It's a drug. It's a powerful drug.
It is.
But if your sons want to play, anytime, over. It's a short flight from where I live.
But why not? When you're over for the two gigs, if you've got an afternoon free, they'll take you out.
Okay, fantastic.
There's no question about it. Port Marnock's one of the most famous golf courses in the world where I live, so come on.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Will we do 18, though?
You can.
We do 36.
I drive the buggy. That's what I do. And then it's funny because they do drag me out occasionally.
Yeah.
Because I can play golf.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm strong and I'm annoyingly
you
kind
look
of
strong.
Yeah, I can belt a ball. I'm just terrible at everything.
Will you drive the buggy without your shirt on?
No. Although now that you say it. There are strict rules in Port Marnock Golf Club, which I probably
should. I look forward to finding out the strict rules. Yeah, yeah. Can I bring my own toothpaste?
Definitely. If you have to bring it. It's one of the requisites to get memberships. You have to create your own toothpaste. Good. It has to be turmeric flavoured. Tom, it's a joy to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you for having me.
Dave Moore on Today FM.